Blog Talk Radio.
An old Cherokee is teaching his grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside me," he said to the boy. "It's a terrible fight, and it's between two wolves, angry, envious, sorrow. He's regret, greed, arrogance. He's self-pity, guilt, resentment, false pride, superiority, and ego." He continued, "The other is good. He is joy, peace, he is love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, is truth. He's compassion and faith. The same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person too." So the grandson thought about it for a minute, and he asked the grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "It's the one you feed." Hey, 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 good evening, good afternoon, or good morning. It all just depends on what part of the world you are listening. Key, namaste, and welcome. Welcome to another episode of the Greenhouse Effect Radio Show, 13th episode of our new third season here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. Hey, it's kind of cool night tonight. My name is Will Green. One half hosting duties here on our show. Today is November 19th. Oh, my goodness. It's November 19th. But before my dad comes in and jumps on the other side here, the other co-captain seat, what have you, just a reminder, make sure you got a pen and pad, a pencil and paper, a post-it note and marker, whatever you got. We want to make sure that You have the opportunity to recollect your thoughts. We don't want you to forget anything, because here hashtag 1,000 words will do. So you might learn something. You might want to share something. The other thing is, if you're listening online, the chat room is open. Good evening, Cuzzo. I see you right in the chat room. The chat room is open. You can access it with your free Blog Talk Radio account.
Yeah,
I think that's it. Yeah, I saw you're not in there yet. Also, ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder there, you know, how are your affirmations going, or are you at least taking time to honor the passing of the day? Yeah, I want to throw that in there. So, yeah, it's the Lions historian, my best friend. What's happening, Daddy-O?
The Lions historian. Wow. What's up, Wilfredo? just so everybody knows, that's not his real name. That's just what I call him, because that's what my oldest brother called me. And until he has a son that he names William as well, he's the end of the line of the Wilfredos in the green part of the family. so much for the disclaimers, right? All right.
Right.
My man. How you doing, man? How you doing since the last time we talked, which was about 15 minutes ago?
Before or after we logged into the website. Yeah, I'm doing
great.
You sound
pretty good for a broke man. I'm sorry, man. Let me chill out.
I'm learning how to redefine my riches.
There you go. You know, there's rich and then there's more than rich.
That's right.
As your cousin would say.
Man.
Yeah.
Things are cool, you know. Tomorrow's my birthday, so I'm really, you know.
Right on, man.
Feeling,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. After that,
feeling
you're going to be
40-10. Not yet.
Yeah,
let me get that one more year. Let me get that.
Yeah, you holding on to it too, man. You're just clinging to that last one. I know that's right. I still ain't gotten the chat room. Yeah, man. So, wow. So anyway, man, I loved your opening salvo there about the two wolves, man. It's, you know, it's always a powerful way to bring, cultural knowledge and awareness, into the forum, no matter from what source it may spring. But I know I'm about to hear something deep anytime it's introduced as a Cherokee old man. It's like, okay, I know I'm about to get something now.
Like, let me sit my butt down. I can hear the drum in the background. Here we go.
Yeah, man. Right on, man. So where you at tonight? Where are we going to start from?
Well, last week was another great show. For those that missed last week's show, 317, we introduced Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich and Dennis Kimbrough's Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. And I know that we were going to get back into some specific topics that I had brought up about the book. But before we jump into it, kind of last week we jumped into it, and I think that we still need to talk about, real quick, just, some things I think that we should be brought aware of, things that we should talk about regardless of maybe sometimes how uncomfortable it is, and even looking at, things that's happening right now, for example, our COVID-19 numbers.
Amen.
Here we are. We're about to go into next week is Thanksgiving. Oh, man. Yeah, we didn't even talk about what we're going to do next week. We'll get to that. But, even with that and thinking about the dynamic of families, you all that are listening right now, and how we, to be honest, this, pardon my friends, this shit is real, because we're adjusting how we are doing things. I mean, it's my birthday tomorrow. I can say that.
That's right. I'm not muted. I'm sorry. Right on,
no,
man.
I'm not gonna mute you no more, man. I'm gonna keep you on.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry. I'm taking you off your stride, man. I see Maria's out there too. Outstanding. Yeah.
Outstanding. Hey, Maria. Yeah. I've already lost the thought there. But
talking about next week, already Thanksgiving, and talking about COVID is all up on
us. The changes in the numbers is here. You know, we're coming into this cold season. You know, it got warm today in Chicago. It's warm today and tomorrow. You all are welcome. That's my gift. I'm just playing. But
that's funny. Yeah, true.
But yeah, you know, it's a change of season, and we got to be, you know, we got to be for real about this, man. This is, what did you call it, about inconvenience? You know, it's an inconvenience, but it's real, you know, and we need to be aware of what's happening, you know, and so, you know, what we're looking at in the United States, it's almost 12 million cases, right? And, you know, the numbers are spiking and spiking and spiking, and they keep spiking. So, I mean, so what do we can't ignore it, you know?
Well, some have.
Yeah.
You know, some have, and therein lies the greater problem. You know, I mean, anything, you know, it's hard enough to deal with an unrequested truth. But when the request comes with denial, then the truth eludes us, and it just becomes, you know, rhetorical. It just becomes a, you know, a back and forth, kind of like what you were talking about earlier, the two wolves syndrome, you know. And, you know, those with the greatest amount of influence tend to control the response, you know, the degree of the response, that is. And right now, you know, those that sit the highest and are looking the lowest, you know, telling us as a country, everything is cool. So that feeds convenience, you know, and then it becomes a matter of thinking that this COVID thing is optional. But go ahead, man, because I'm getting my propellers wound up. I need to get off the rowing machine. Yeah.
Well, no, you know, and we might get on there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, again, the wolf story is so perfect with things that are happening right now and what we're dealing with. How are we taking care of our bodies? Which wolf are we feeding individually? You know, because even in talking about Think and Grow Rich, either book, they talk about your mindset. We've talked about mindsets. We talked about how powerful our mind is, how our minds can create physical ailments, things that we just make up, you know, through stress and worry, et cetera, et cetera. And, I mean, this COVID is it's something, and we're still not even sure what it is. But it attaches on and it doesn't let go. It don't shake off too easy, you know.
I don't want to dispute the point, but we do know what it is. It's a virus. Now, what we don't know, you know, is what to do about it. And that's, you know, again, that's what you and I talked about earlier. That the whole point of science, you know, at some point, you know, folks in this country got to decide, you know, we either believe in science or we don't, you know. And, you know, and why do I say that? Well, you know, we're kind of a society of convenience. We tend to believe what's convenient to believe. So I'll give you an example. You know, I believe that my doctor knows what he's doing. That's why I go to him. He's my primary physician, right? So, you know, I trust that over the past 6 years, you know, I trust that his assessment of my issues has resulted in accurate approaches, or for that matter, even accurate referrals. You know, and I'm in, you know, even though it's not saying much, I'm in better shape now than I've ever been. Okay, well, you know, that means that I only got one foot in the grave instead of two. But anyway, my point is, you know, so how do I believe in the science of medicine as it pertains to me individually, and then question the same science that by its nature is designed to first disprove something, a theory or an approach or a cure, before it proves it. Its whole point of proving is to disprove everything before it says, yeah. You know, so So it is what people argue. Well, they don't even know what they're doing. Well, it's not that they don't know what they're doing. It's just that what they know that they're doing is not done until they disprove everything, until they eliminate every other possibility. So that's the they. Now, we either believe in that or we don't. And if we don't, then it doesn't matter. You know, but if we do, then we need to decide then how we're going to apply it. You know, so we got a dynamic of science and politics going on right now. And if you sprinkle in, you know, religious convictions or spiritual orientations, you know, or God or creator belief, then we got a three-tier theme that we're dealing with. Yeah. And so within the individual, I agree 100% with you. Within the individual, that mind, you know, begins to work. You know, and I don't know about you, but I have never figured out how to put my mind at rest without falling asleep. You know, and that's the beauty, of course, of meditation. You know, but that's a discipline too, and that's another story for another time, right? But just in following, you know, your lead here, and not to take you off stride, we do have to decide collectively, you know, what our attitudes, you know, what our prevailing dynamics are in addressing something that we really don't know anything about. You know, it is a tremendous inconvenience to have to deal with something that we don't know anything about, and it seems to invade every aspect of our lifestyles. So anyway, yeah. You know, sorry to jump in on that, but I just think it's important that, you know, in trusting as much as we can globally, you know, maybe not locally, maybe locally, you know, it'll be as issues from now on, but globally, the suggestion is many who have been called to the medical profession, many who have been called to the educational profession, many who have been called to the ministry, priesthood, or other spiritual dynamics, many who have been called to, you know, the themes of rescue, the first responders, have died, you know, as a result of infection from this virus being carried by others. So somewhere down the line, we have to give it this recognized concern that because we don't know anything about it, we owe it to all and everyone who surrounds us, who does matter to us, you know, to treat this thing with some degree of intelligence, you know. But anyway, that's my two cents, man.
No, thank you for sharing that, Dad. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, I seem to have dropped the ball again and not set up this current episode for the full 120 minutes, I guess. I thought that I did it correctly, but apparently I didn't. So those that were listening online just got cut off. Those that are listening on the phone, which is right now just me, you, what's up, Cuzzo? What's up, Adam? We're still listening to each other, but we've lost the online connection. So I don't know. It must be something I'm doing when I'm setting it up. I need to triple check myself, I guess. So let me reset, you know, like I did last week, part two.
Okay.
And I'll just start at 7:30. But if you want, you know, we can, you know, it'll be open. As soon as I set it up, the studio will be open. So same phone number, you know, 516-453-6094 for anybody else that's listening that I don't know. And again, my apology, you know, hey.
Oh, all right, so I'm not – so you're saying we got to end the show right now and come back on at 7:30?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, just like
all right, so it, yeah, so it's not the option of just staying on and waiting. Okay, I just wanted to be sure I understood that. All right.
Yeah.
See you in,
yep.
in 10 in 11 minutes.
All right. Sorry about that, y'all.
Hey, man, you know, it's called technology.
It's
which is a science. Yeah, that gives me 11 minutes to catch up on my notes. All right.
All right. I'll see you on the other side. On the other side of the other side. See you in a bit, Adam.
All righty, bro.
All